is a parole hearing for Harry Washington. It is a parole hearing for home arrest or a regular parole hearing. Sir, Mr. Washington, could you step up to the podium if you don't mind, sir? And could you state your full name and your ADC number for the record, sir?
My name is Harry Leon Washington, 86760.
And Mr. Washington, as I said, this is a parole hearing for regular parole or home arrest at this time.
Yes, sir.
That you're here for. I do want to make some note that we do have a letter that's from Time Comp in the file, which basically is just states for your information. At the time of his revocation hearing in May, we had already received his parole certification when he was violated. So due to him being reinstated to home arrest, his certification is still eligible for him to have his regular parole hearing, as he would have based on the May parole certification, just in case there's any confusion, since he had his revocation hearing with the board. So basically, and kind of correct me if I'm right on this, Mr. Washington, looks like that on April 11th of 2018, you were rearrested. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then it looks like May 24th of 2018, you had a hearing before the board, and you were continued.
I think it was the 26th of May.
Okay, so around that time, on the records, I had May 24th, but in May, you had a hearing, and the board continued you on home arrest. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And then you were released from prison on the second time in June 11th of this year.
Yes,
is that correct?
Sir. Yes, sir.
So you would have been out about, what, 46, 47 days on the second release?
Yes.
Okay.
About 46.
Okay. So how's everything been going during that period of time?
It's been great, actually. Being rearrested was a wake-up call.
Okay.
On two levels, actually. One, the main level was I actually got a chance to see that I had issues that I had to deal with. That was the first thing. I was rearrested because I had drank. And I drank because I was actually bombarded. I was overwhelmed with life on the streets, basically. And that was the only thing that I knew how to do or I had been used to doing before prison. I didn't know what it was called or whatever until I went to Alhambra. I went to Alhambra after I was rearrested. And I talked to a psych there, and he told me that I had something called anxiety aphasia or something like that. Anyway, it made it a clinical situation. So when I got out, I went to Charles immediately and signed up on my own to see if I could figure out what was wrong with me. Since then, I'm taking a coping class right now in regards to how to deal with life outside of prison on another level, and a relationships class, which is great for me and my wife because, you know, I wasn't married prior to prison. So getting out and being married, especially to a woman that's exceptional, I had to do some things. And so far, I'm coming along great. And it's due to Terrells.
Well, I see that there is a letter in here from Terrells. We do have some letters that was written in here, some good recommendation, and that you do have that release plan in there, sir. But also that when you were released and that you've been out 46 days, you know, we like to at least see 6 months. That you're out, although this is your second time out, that at least 6 months on that time that we have with any extra stipulations that we have put in there. But I'm glad to hear that you are doing good. And everybody in here says that from the letters that you have in here in your file, they're saying that you're doing good and, you know, your release plan is still good or what you want to do in the direction that you're going. And listening to you, it sounds as though you're working all of those things out. And sometimes you have to have that that little shocker to realize that, you know, you can go back to prison. And I remember just a short period of time when you and your wife was in here and talking about it. And she's making sure that you're doing the things that you're going to do, and that's all a good thing. So I'm not going to hear, I know your parole officer is actually here, but I do want to tell you that, you know, basically, you know, the hearing and what happened is that when you were arrested, they started your process for you to come back before this board within 6 months.
Yes,
I was in between that time, you had your hearing, and this board reinstated you.
Yes,
you know, and so that's why your hearing, this hearing day came back up so quick within such a short period of time from the original time. So generally we would like to see 6 months go, but because they had already certified you prior to your hearing, almost they probably didn't, almost as though they didn't expect you to get reinstated, but you did get reinstated.
Yes,
so we are going to be, you know, as far as I know that we'd like to see 6 months go on that. So we're going to hear it, but so we may, you know, and I'm explaining that to you so you have an understanding of how all of a sudden you just came back up here.
Yes,
before the hearing. So and I'm not sure that you do. Are you understanding what I'm telling you, what occurred?
I have a general idea. In regards to, it pretty much just made it not kind of clear. It just rolled on.
Right.
Instead of right. Okay.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Go ahead and have a seat there, sir. And then, yes. Yes, sir. Ms. Washington, did you have anything that you wanted to?
Good morning, everyone. I just wanted to say once again that I am in full support of my husband. He's been doing fantastic since he's been home. We are well on the way of our journey, our goals. We are have a man on, but we're in the process. You know, we have big dreams, businesses to run, and things of that nature, families. So we kind of, once he came home, we decided to do things a little bit different. So we kind of put people on, we kind of monitored things where visitors and people that were coming in had curfew. That's what I wanted to say. We gave both of us curfew. So it kind of helped us to get reestablished and set goals for ourselves and for our family.
Okay. All right. Does the board have any questions? Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Van Denberg.
Parole Officer Van Denberg.
Did you have anything you wanted to say?
So far, he's been doing well since he's been re-released. So.
Okay. All
so,
right.
Seems like
we have no questions. Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
So, Mr. Washington, you could come back. Is there anything else you'd like to present to the board as the board is coming up on the conclusion of your hearing?
Yes.
Yes. For Mr. Washington. Yes.
Mr. Washington, there's a court document in here that says that on the petition was filed on February 27th, that you'd gone to the court and explained to them that you had served your 25 years, but you were being charged for the home arrest for the ankle bracelet, and you were asking the court for absolute discharge because the ankle bracelet is preventing you from obtaining employment.
Yes.
Is that still true? Do you still have...
I still have an ankle bracelet. Well, the reason why I had done that was because I wasn't familiar with the actual sentence. I was further explained on the last hearing how the life parole worked and so forth. And the court actually explained it as well. So
okay.
I have a better idea now.
Okay. Because when absolute discharge comes, then you apply. There's an application and you apply to this board.
Oh, okay. Great.
Okay. All right. I was just curious. I wondered what that was about. But also, are you still having trouble getting employment? Or?
Well, I haven't been able to get employment. Basically, I was asked by Mr. Van Gundy to give him a bit of time before I could get employed. So what I had been doing is going to school in regards to starting my own business, a construction business.
Okay.
I got certified with the SBA. The Small Business Association, and doing those type things. Then I went back. When I came back, I was asked not to go there, but to go to somewhere that may be able to help me further with my behavioral health. And that's when I signed up with Terrell's.
Okay. All right. So you are making progress, though.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
You're definitely making progress. Okay, good. Well, that's good to hear. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Okay. Go ahead. We're coming up on a conclusion of your hands. Anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to?
I want to apologize for having to sit back before you when I was in Douglas. Excuse me, I'm getting a little emotional. But I had no reason to be sitting there. I was sick, you know. I was sick before I went to prison and didn't know it. I did 27 years in prison and didn't know it. And then I violated. And I told myself point blank that it was time to fix whatever was wrong. I'm basically the last man available for all of these women in my family. And I gotta be here. So I signed up with Terrell's. I've been going religiously. I've been doing everything the brothers asked me to do. He's a great PO. And I just wanted to apologize because I'm better than that. And I'm working on showing. That's all I want to say.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Washington. The board have any questions for Mr. Washington? Mr. Washington, the board is going to go into discussion, so go ahead and have a seat. While we're in discussion, we're going to ask you to remain silent. We'll make a decision. You'll be able to hear the council. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So, and I remember when Mr. Washington and his wife was here, when we continued him on community supervision, this is one of those cases where time comes, started his time from the time he was arrested originally when he was arrested, and then they just continued his time on. So he's like 46 days out and here, back here for a hearing. However, I know it's been the board's kind of position to at least have him out on home arrest for 6 months to give him the opportunity to get himself together. But according to all the information that we have here, the letters that we have from Terrell's, the packet, the information from Mr. Brangundy on the parole officer on his progress report, that he's doing good, and Mr. Washington is still continuing to do good, going to Terrell's, taking some classes, getting himself together. I think he's following through on all the things. He hasn't had any GPS violations as of the date that this was actually wrote. So because of the short period of time that he's been back out on community supervision, about 46 days, I am going to recommend that we continue him on community supervision, and then he, you know, will have a period within 6 months or about that time to be recertified and come back before this board at that time. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
Sorry, by community supervision, you mean home arrest?
Home arrest.
Right. Okay. I agree with that.
Okay. Okay. Therefore, I am going to make a motion to continue Washington and on home arrest, and actually to grant Mr. Washington home arrest again, and actually we're going to be continuing him on home arrest. So that'll be my motion, and then we'll talk about the condition of his release.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Mr. Neal. Agree, Mr. Quinones. Conditions and sanction, no alcohol use, random tests for drugs. I'm not sure if we've marked, may not operate a motor vehicle, or he's been out. This is the second time that he's actually been out, so. No contact with victim, family, or friend. If there's restitution to be paid, he must pay the restitution. Abide by all institutional rules. and partake in any available program as directed. Still has the $65 monthly fee. And I'm not sure, we just mark it. I mean, we don't say after 60 days now because he's already been on
his own.
So you paying the, is he paying the $65 fee now? Yeah, so. So would I just mark 0 days on here?
Just a little blank.
Okay. So that would be the motion, the conditions, unless the board has some additional conditions that they think they should actually put on here. All right, Mr. Washington, the board has voted to grant you a home arrest. Basically, we're going to continue on your home arrest and same basic conditions that you had previous to this, and that we look forward to seeing you and seeing what your progress is in about 6 months when you're certified to come back before this board again.
Can I ask one question?
Yes, sir. Come up to the mic, sir.
Would it be possible? I've obtained my driver's license, and I know that it would be assistance to my wife to get me to my appointments and such if I could drive.
I didn't mark that. So you can operate motor.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't want to mess up the boat.
Good luck. Continue to do the good things that you're doing, sir. And we want to wish you and your wife all of the best in your adventures and what you plan on doing in all the future. And we look to see both of you coming back in here with a smile on your face and you being the man that you say that's left to represent the family, that, you know, you can be their strong support to represent them, sir. And I know that you're fully capable and qualified to be able to do that. So
thank
you for taking the time and opportunity for coming in today, sir.
Thank you for saying
that. That's going to be a good thing at this time.
Yes, that's a blessing.
You too.